Good evening, I'm Lee Hay, and welcome to a special edition of The Blues. Tonight you'll hear spirituals from Mahalia Jackson, Patti LaBelle, Aretha Franklin, and Sweet Honey in the Rock. I've also included a wonderful version of Battle Hymn of the Republic, recorded by the Monty Alexander Trio at the Montreux Jazz Festival in the 1970s. Other voices you'll hear tonight include Dr. Maya Angelou, the Blind Boys of Alabama, and Shirley Caesar, plus songs by the Kentucky Symphony Orchestra's Ragtime Band and Terrence Blanchard. A tribute in honor of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. on the blues.
Thank you. such as morning when my mind
blue, it was dead on freedom. Woke up this morning with my mind.
You said to call on your name, and I'm calling. You said to trust in your word, and I'm trusting. You said to lean on your arm, and I'm leaning. I'm stepping out on your word. You said you'd be my protection, my only and glorious
Savior,
my beautiful rose of
heaven,
and I'm stepping out on your word.
You said you'd be my protection, my holy and glorious
Savior,
my beautiful rose of Sharon. I'm stepping out on your word. Stepping out
gonna be here soon. He's gonna cover us up with leaves and a blanket from the moon, with a promise and a vow and a lullaby for my brow. Jesus gonna be here. He's gonna be here soon. I'm not gonna do nothing. I don't have to shout. Got me no reason, and I got no doubt. I'm gonna get myself on the floor from this mortal coil of wood. Jesus gonna be here, gonna be here soon. To keep my eyes wide open, I can see my Lord. Gonna watch the horizon for a brand new Ford. I can hear him rolling on down the lane, saying, "Hallowed be thy name." Jesus gonna be here. Gonna be here soon. Got to keep myself faithful. You know I've been so good. Except for my sinning, but he knew that I would. I'm gonna leave this place better than the way I found it was. Jesus gonna be here. He's gonna be here soon. Jesus gonna be here. Gonna be here soon.
Bring me And in the hard times, when I've lost my way, when darkness calls and just won't go away, I'm falling, then I fall on my bended knees to pray. And then I find, if I hold on, that sweet Jesus will bring me home one day.
Sunlight that makes the devil backtrack into his lair. Yeah, these young souls are soothsayers, spiritual players, accelerated graduators of this game called life. Spinning 16s, making Biggie breakdance and Frankie seem like Layla's dad, with 10,000 other souls watching, true love withhold nothing. And through dry tears, we'll spend the next few years silently screaming, why? Until we realize that their spiritual awakening already understood their undertaking the moment they appeared in the womb playing romper room, creating heated debates that should have been sparked sooner than the dark hell of December 2012. And now they dance the story of masters much faster than a polygamous pastor can tell a lie, faster than you can wipe from your eyes the soot of deceit. How these kids dance the story that tell us to delete the feeling of being incomplete from our consciousness, to let these 6 and 7 year olds take a hold of our consciousness, to remind us to laugh, scream, and let our inner child fly higher than deferred dreams seldom seen. Through the lens of love and gratitude, let's give our children love and gratitude. Fly high. Shine and fly high, fly high, fly high, fly high, fly high, fly high, fly high. And fly high, and fly high, and fly high.
It's sacred. Church. Everything in God's world is sacred. Trees and toads and little girls' eyes, grandfather's hands and the murmuring voices of lovers, all sacred. A poet's dream, almanac compilers, and rocks that look up at the moon, all sacred. Everything can be church. And anything can be church. Church was the first public place where I came, child to spirit to Christ. Suffer little children to come unto me, for such is the kingdom of heaven. Church. Literally, church introduced me to my very first friend. Louise and I both thought the preacher talked too long, Mrs. Sneed sang too loudly, and Brother Williams got too wild when he prayed. We both giggled at the same time and cried just as piteously when we were chastised. Every time I feel the Spirit, I know I am immersed in the essence of church. That knowledge changes my voice. I speak more softly and choose my words more carefully. There are more yes ma'ams and no ma'ams and yes sirs and no sirs in my conversation. Out of my heart, out of my brain, more thank yous slide across my tongue. I am blessed. I am in church. Church is not the luggage I bear, nor the cloak I wear. It is neither the hat I sport, nor the shoes which carry me around my world. It is not my destination, nor my place of departure. The breadth and depth and width and height of church cannot be defined, but church can define me always. It slides the skin over my muscles and allows my lungs to inspirate and fill so that hallelujah, like rain, comes from my mouth. Hallelujah falls like rain from my lips. Church is where I go when I want a certain fulfillment. And church is where I don't have to go because it is always with me, holding me up, propelling me forward, sustaining me. When I think about church and remember that church and I are one, I am reminded that everything in God's world is sacred. Every time I feel the Spirit moving in my heart, I will pray. My name is Maya Angelou.
My name is Herbert Woodward Martin, on the flyleaf of the divided country. Believe in the catastrophe of love, the singeing, poisonous whispers of lava, the restless and pull between pure and absolute. The sun has its own natural violence, its suffocating radiance, falling in waves like dismembered butterfly wings, or the interminable sounds of locusts approaching. The leaves daily cut the air into silver banners, Godiva's modest hair, Medusa's brutal wisdom takes all they can before the onslaught of winter and the desperate wait for spring. Something must renew the flesh. Something must invigorate the water. Something explode in the air. Something must trundle the imagination.
Walking down the streets of South Africa. No more. imagination and amazing grace. Oh, bring us, bring us, bring us closer to that perfect place.
Gospel train, 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 gosp Nothing but the truth of the Lord.
Oh, Lord, this gospel train.
Well, come on, children.
Come on, everybody, this gospel train.
Well, come on, children.
Come on, everybody, this gospel train.
Don't you know this
train? This train is bound for glory.
Don't deliver nothing but the truth
of the Lord.
Come
on, everybody, this gospel train.
Well, I said I got my ticket.
Got
it in my head,
in
yeah.
My head.
Well, come on and ride.
Come on and ride.
Oh, this gospel train.
This gospel train.
Said if you want to go.
If you want to go.
Oh, just pay the fee.
Just pay the fee.
Well, if you don't want to go.
If you don't want to go.
Come on, children.
Come on, and ride this gospel train.
Don't you know this train?
This train is bound for glory.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Come on, and ride this gospel train.
Look at you, children. Said I got my ticket.
Got my ticket.
Nothing but the truth.
Oh,
Lord,
yeah.
Well,
this train is bound for glory.
Don't want to live on nothing but the truth.
No, no, no.
This train is bound
for glory.
Don't want to live on nothing but the truth.
Oh, Lord,
yeah.
Well,
gospel train.
I conclude by saying our goal is freedom. And I believe we're going to get there. Because however much she strays away from it, the goal of America is freedom. Abused and scorned, though we may be as a people, our destiny somehow is tied up with the destiny of America. Before the Pilgrim Fathers landed at Plymouth, we were here. Before Jefferson wrote the beautiful words from the Declaration of Independence, we were here. Before the beautiful words of the Star-Spangled Banner were written, we were here. And for more than two centuries, our forebears labored here without wages. They made cotton king, and they built the homes of their masters in the midst of the most humiliating and oppressive conditions. And yet out of a bottomless vitality, they continued to grow and develop. And if the inexpressible cruelties of slavery couldn't stop us, the opposition that we now face will surely fail. We're going to win our freedom. We're going to win our freedom because both the sacred heritage of our nation and the eternal will of the Almighty God are embodied in our echoing demands. And so I can still sing, we shall overcome. We shall overcome because the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice. We shall overcome because Carlyle is right. No lie can live forever. We shall overcome because William Cullen Bryant is right. Truth crushed earth will rise again. We shall overcome because James Russell Lowell is right. Truth forever on the scaffold, wrong forever on the throne. Yet that scaffold sways the future. And with this faith, we will be able to hew out of the mounting of despair a stone of hope. With this faith, we will be able to transform the jangling discords of our nation into a beautiful symphony of brotherhood. With this faith, we will be able to speed up the day when all of God's children all over this nation, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, free at last. Free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last.
You've been listening to a tribute in honor of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. on the blues. There are a number of activities in the Cincinnati area on Monday, January 20th at the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center. You'll find a link to some of the activities at wvxu.org. You'll also find the playlist for tonight's show at wvxu.org. I'm Lee Hay, and you're listening to 91.7 WVXU Cincinnati and 88.5 WMUB Oxford.